Assalamu alaikum, bonjour. I am Lamia Pavillon. I am a coach, hypnotherapist, and I master the art of reprogramming the subconscious mind. Welcome to my podcast, 7 Years in Saudi. What is it about? I have one word for you: emotions. After 7 years in this incredible country, I just landed into a new dimension of myself that I was totally unaware of. This podcast is about sharing my experience, a growth experience, into perspective that only Saudi Arabia could bring to my attention. Today I was thinking about a question that Saudi made me think about deeply. This question, I believe, is too important. Needs, or some would qualify as emotions. I'm talking about love and trust. And my question is, can we love without trust? I know it's a big question, the type of one some old bearded man can only answer in white robes and under a Greek sun. Let's give it a try. I learned through my journey to becoming a hypnotherapist the power of metaphors. The reason of that is simple and complex at the same time. Through the metaphor, we can connect to our emotions. When I want to express how I feel to a friend, if I go through all the details of the story, it often doesn't help the person understand how I feel. And this is exactly my point. My target is to feel that somebody else is understanding how I feel. From there, I discovered that a short metaphor can help summarize tremendously my time and the people I am talking to. So let's go back to the question that led me to the bigger one, a metaphor about love and trust. We can easily assume that the main subject is about happiness, right? Still, what is the question, please? Can there be love without trust? That's my question, Your Honor. Or shall I say, Madame President of the Jury? I am just wondering. I've discovered that a union, whatever it may be, whether it's a marriage, an association of entrepreneurs, any commitment to a bond seems to be like a bridge. A bridge that links two banks of a river. A river where life flows, the current of life and the trajectory of a shared destiny. A symbol of trust. When you marry, it's assumed that trust will prevail. We pledge fidelity, for abjuring this promise implies betrayal, like breaking the bond of trust. Trust is a bond. It is the marriage bond. Love is not. It is the perfume of it. But perfume is very ephemeral. We don't capture it. We only look it up, temporarily. But if you are attached to it by a solid bond of trust, a rope that can withstand time, humidity, wind, storms, frost, we stay attached. We stay side by side. The river will continue to flow and water will have passed under the bridge. And the bridge has stood the test of time, attacks, and the weight of the people who have crossed it. A marriage is a bridge then. It's the link. If the bond is broken, my God, it's a whole other game, ball game to rebuild it. How do you rebuild a bridge anyways? Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get from one side to another, right? Did you say love is a perfume? The kind you'd smell over that bridge. Perfume sticks to a flower. It's alive. Perfume should therefore be considered alive. It sticks to fabric. It impregnates other surfaces like noble material, natural material. It clings to incense smoke. smoke that transcends the air, and if it were painting the surrounding air. I noticed that when I sprayed myself with perfume before going swimming, I smelled it intensely underwater. Babies too absorb the scent of adults who touch them. Love is the energy we give off. It's the expression of our aura. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. If love is a perfume and trust is a bond, there may well be love. But if people naturally drift apart because there's nothing left to tie them together, they will no longer smell the perfume. No longer smelling it, they'll forget it. And if it's forgotten, what's the point of staying on this shore and trying to cross? Let's say the link is too fragile. It becomes very dangerous to cross. The bridge is too worn. It would be perilous for one's own life to cross over. Unless you remember that perfume or smell another perfume, like a scent of self-esteem, for example. This is one. This one is from paradise, they say. A fragrance of plenitude, grandeur, and peace. It's as if you could smell a garden paradise on the other side of the shore. A garden that belongs to someone who no longer feels the need to rebuild the bridge. That person has created a new home. A home so welcoming that it would make anyone who saw it from afar dream about it. Then of course it will have to protect itself from vandals. This is where the broken bridge makes sense. If the bridge were open to anyone who wanted to come and pick the fruits of this garden without bringing anything to plant, without paying for that, then this broken bridge is a blessing. It's a protection. People's rejection is God's protection, they say. Maybe this broken bridge is a protection to help build this garden of paradise. So the question is not whether love can survive without trust. Can there ever be trust without love? Thanks to the effluve of perfume that we find the strength to create a garden, a house, or a bridge, you need to know how to recognize the fainness of a fragrance. Beauty, elegance, and joy are the recipe of every perfume worthy of the name. Fragrances that stand the test of the time and fashions. A perfume is by its very nature elegant, isn't it? Perhaps we should first find the perfume that suits us before mixing it with others. Otherwise, we won't be able to enjoy it. We wouldn't even know which one would suit us best. It's a well-known fact. Perfume have top notes, heart or middle notes, and base notes. In fact, quality perfume are the only one to have these base notes. The one that anchor and last for days. The anchor, the ship's anchor, allows it to stop and stabilize, no matter how rough it gets. Unless it's a storm, in which case it's best to follow the waves and not resist. Without perfume, there is no memory. Quality perfume? That's of paradise. It anchors our memory. You can't forget it. Thanks to this memory, we rediscover the desire to reach that shore, that promised lush garden and the land of Eden. Without perfume, we wouldn't even think of crossing the road. What for? For whom? The fragrance makes you want to tie the knot. But the perfume is ephemeral, even if it has a musk essence of infinite rarity and finesse. Neither will survive the test of time. The bridge is solid and keeps this fragrance accessible, the fragrance of every shore. These two fragrances have even created a new fragrance, even richer. Did you have Fun mixing several of your fragrances, creating together a new scent that doesn't exist anywhere else, and that you can only smell when the two shores are linked. But then the bridge was bombed. No more bridge, man. What to do? This created fragrance made both banks thirsty to find that divine effluve again. But the bridge was destroyed. It will take time to rebuild it. And in the meantime, the lack of divine fragrance is making itself felt so deeply that we forget that this divine fragrance was in the baseline created thanks to two essential effluves, two essences, two incenses. By dint of living only by this divine effluve, we forget our own essence. What if, in fact, this divine fragrance was merely an adjuvant to our own essence? Just a sublimator. We'd forget that its base note is absolutely the same as that of the divine perfume. The one that lasts. The one that is. The heart note may be a personality in itself, but it's not the identity of the perfume. The one that lasts through time and space. The base note is the main note. The heart note is the note that sublimates this base note. Without fragrance, there is no desire to bond, no desire to cross over. Without a link, perfume becomes distant, a vague idea, nostalgia, like a scent of lack, a scent of sadness. The scent, the base note is the key to this story. The base note is the creative essence of the whole story. The bottom note created the heart note, created the bridge project. The key is not to understand. The key is to know the point of it. I know who I am. I know my essence. I know that this essence has created this divine fragrance. And it's a safe bet that both shores have the same bottom note. It's that smell that lingers and transcends time and space. That smell that's invisible to our senses. We are not aware of it. It sticks to our skin. This essence is us. I am that. I am. It's in our DNA, in our cellular identity. It is our identity. Cultivating your own shoreline will make you grow wings. No need for a bridge. Everyone will be free to fly wherever they please. And if the garden is as beautiful as you feel it is 1,000 miles away, there is no need to fear a different course. The phoenix will choose its shoreline. Perfume is in the air. It's as if free as the air. The bridge was destroyed. It pushed people to learn to fly on their own. Sometimes a question can be the key to a solution. All you had to do is ask. All roads lead to Rome, they say. Or maybe to Saudi. Anyway, anyhow, anywhere. How does it smell for you there? I started with love and trust, and it ended up speaking about freedom. Rome or Saudi? That may be another subject for another episode. I am Lamia Pavillon. I am a certified coach and hypnotherapist. I will be happy to tell you another story in my next episode about my 7 years in Saudi. My dearest Saudi, thank you for your attention. I love you all. Have a wonderful day.